or CPA Mobile.
Saying ain't so. How you doing, Dave? Ninja OTR.
Well, I'm just finer than a frog here, split three ways. How about you?
Same. That was Bernice. Doing pretty good. Just talking to HSX, David, and he was going out someplace on a call. I'm trying to get hold of Jimmy, I think. But I visited with him for a little bit. We're just leaving Spartanburg. We went to Costco's first and got Bernice's hearing aids. Bluetooth up to her phone, and we turned up just a little bit, so I won't have to slap her around as often for, you know, hearing me, but she can be warned no easier if she sasses me, that's what it is, but she's really happy with that Bluetooth, and then headed over to Sam's, and we're just taking down some mass consumables to the daughter down here at the south end of Greer. How's your day, Dave?
Good. I just got through playing some tennis, and boy, I tell you, it was really nice out there. Beautiful day. And I guess that's it for me for the day for tennis. I could play tonight, but my daughter's coming by. I want me to look at her vehicle. She's going on a trip, and she wants me to, you know, just take a look it over.
Reminded me, how's your wife doing, Dave, since that accident?
Yeah, she's got, you know, whiplash, and it's slow going. Yeah, it'll be 2 or 3 weeks where, you know, she gets back to normal, but, they gave her some pain medicine, and she'll take some usually at night before she goes to bed. She doesn't like to take it during the day.
Yeah, that's rough. Well, at least why she's in good shape, it sounds like, except for some bruises and that. And you doing that to her, though?
Done that to her, I'd be under the jail. Oh, me. In fact, I'd probably be in the backyard up under the dirt somewhere.
Yeah, you and me both. Oh, not funny, though. God, I'm glad she got out of that relatively unscathed compared to some of them out there on I-85, that's for sure. They drive among us, Dave. Well, we're out here near the FedEx place at the end of the runways, if you know where that's at, on South 101 on Vern Smith Parkway. And we'll be running parallel to the runway, and then we go down here and catch Highway 14, is it, Bernice, or Buncombe? One of the two. Down to the daughter, she's south of 14 in Pelham. Well, I'm glad you had a good tennis game today. Dave and me were talking, and I had the same evaluation as he did. It's pretty darn chilly with that wind, although I'm reading 57 degrees out here.
It is about 57, I think, but of course my vehicle just went up to 59, but I don't know if that's anyway. But it feels good out there. I mean, you know, I'm in short sleeves playing tennis, so, and it felt really good.
That's when you're doing a workout there, basically. Boy, I seen a guy there at Costco's today, and he was in the area where the telephones were at, and man, for his age, he looked like Charles Atlas, you know, when he worked out. Really nice guy. I had a couple of questions for him. And then I met a plumber, and I asked him, I said, are you a plumber? And it said plumber right on his shirt. And he said, yes. And I said, well, I only buried my new service entrance a couple of years ago, 12 inches deep. And I said, up in Kansas, they put them 3 foot deep. Now, I said, it's understandable at 3 foot, but I said, a foot deep? I said, well, that fix freeze up. And he said, it shouldn't, Tom, but he said, the best thing to do is let your water drip just to be sure. But he said, the coat on it was 12 to 18 inches.
I was in a bad spot there when I stopped, so I was just waiting to get rolling again. Yeah, I imagine in some places they, you know, have to bury their water lines a lot deeper than we do here. I thought it was like 18 inches, but it may just be a foot. I don't know.
12 to 18, and Walter Plumbing was the guys told me, oh no, 12 inches is enough around here. But I don't think so whenever it's 8 or 9 degrees like it was the other day. So we left it drip anyways, but I was going to cry foul if they didn't stick to code, but they said it was code. Just seemed to me like it ought to be a couple of feet deep.
Yeah, I'd rather err on the side of caution with stuff like that. And see, my house is on a slab, so, of course, some of the pipes are exposed. I can see them, of course, they have to come up the walls and in the bathrooms and stuff like that. But, and one of our showers is on an outside wall. But anyway, but we left the water, we left it dripping because I just didn't feel, comfortable not doing that. I figured, pay a few extra bucks, and I'd rather do that than have to, start digging into a wall or start breaking up concrete in the floor.
Yeah, that's something that always worried me about them, and they're building all of them on that now. I would hope they're using a special kind of concrete for it, more bags for aggregate, but I just don't know. But we had a horrible crawl space back in Kansas, and I'm so thankful we got the basement now. That's a rarity around here. There's not that many places with basements, I'm told. And we're just thankful to have a home. I'd hate to go out and buy one now. I said the average price of a home now was like $380,000 or $360,000. Way over our pay grade. But, Dave, it's... I know what it was I wanted to tell you. That PEX, the good thing about it is, and I didn't know this because I always run galvanized in the old days and copper, and I use brass fittings if I could. But when the guys put that in, they said that it could expand up to 5 times its diameter before it bursts. Now, that's really something. Now, I see why they use it now.
CBA. Yeah, wow, that's just unreal. They're constantly, from time to time, improving materials, and I'm glad for it, I tell you. And that kind of change, I don't mind. Oh, man, it seems like the older I get, the less I like change, but that kind of change is good. Well, I'm gonna make this my last, Tom, because I'm getting ready to pull in the garage, so, but you have a good day. Y'all be careful out there, driving around. Watch out for the crazies, and I'll stick around for your final N0TRKB4CBA.
Okay, Dave, yeah, we're right here at 14 and Highway 85 at the Sphinx Station. I'm sure you know where that's at. There's a guy here next to us on a Harley. Well, a young man, I should say. And I don't see the handlebars vibrating on that Sportster. Now, I rode one of those once. They're a lot of fun. Anyways, I'll let you go, Dave. Great to hear you this morning, and take care. It's still a little too cold for riding your bike yet. KV4CBA, N0TR73.
Well, actually, I was thinking about it, but my grandson, my oldest grandson's coming over, so I guess I'll stick around, because my wife was asking me if I was going to be here after tennis, and I said, yes, as far as I know, so guess I'll wait on him. They ought to be here in a minute. Have a good one. KB4CVA clear.